MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 31, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Beverly Nursing Home cited for abuse, Newburyport eyeing affordable housing, and three area residents running for Governor's Council. Showers today, high near 80, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 8:51 p.m. Back in 64 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hey everybody, Dom Nicastro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. On the North Shore Sports Desk this week, August 1st, Peyton DiBiasio, Saugus girls basketball player, three sports standout, amazing athlete, telling us about her AAU summer. We got Joe McConnell, sports reporter, talking about Marblehead's new AD and Saugus's new AD, among other things. And on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we got Kendall Toth, Phillips Andover standout, who was a Moynihan Lumber student athlete of the month. Tune in Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News, the Blueberry Hill Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Beverly was cited for abuse after an inspection revealed multiple violations in caring for residents, including one that led to a resident to contemplate suicide. Over 5 days last October, state inspectors said they observed an understaffed nursing home that failed to train the staff it had and that repeatedly made mistakes in how it cared for residents. In one instance, a resident told inspectors that she was left to sit in urine for more than 6 hours when a nurse assistant refused to change her. She said the situation happened often and left her feeling hopeless, sad, angry, helpless, and starting to have suicidal thoughts. Jim Sullivan reports in today's Newburyport Daily News, when it comes to building affordable housing at the former Kmart site in Port Plaza, Mayor Sean Reardon said on Tuesday he's hoping to make it a friendly experience. By that, he means he would like the city to pursue what is known as a friendly, affordable housing project as opposed to an unfriendly one. Planning Director Andy Port said the city has been talking to the owner of the Port Plaza Shopping Center, Richard Kaplan, about building a 200-unit mixed-use apartment complex at 45 Story Avenue since last year. Caroline Enos of the Gloucester Times is reporting that three candidates are vying for the District 5 seat of the Governor's Council this fall, now that long-term incumbent Eileen Duff of Gloucester is running for the Essex County Register of Deeds. Beside Jody Elliott of Salem, Peabody's Ann Manning Martin and Eunice Ziegler of Methuen are running for the Governor's Council seat. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, Megan Wanson made history Monday, becoming the first full-time female police officer in Essex. Wanson was one of the officer candidates pinned as new officers at the Massachusetts Police Training Committee Linfield Police Academy after completing the 23-week course. Also pinned was new full-time Manchester-by-the-Sea police officer Chelsea Riley. Essex Police Chief Paul Francis said Wanson's hiring is a good thing for the department and the town. And itemlive.com is reporting that Peabody Police Chief Thomas Griffin is celebrating 10 years as the city's police chief, adding to his 27 years of service with the Salem Police Department. A Salem native, Griffin said he began his career in law enforcement as a patrol officer before working his way up to detective and eventually captain. He said he entered the field of law enforcement to help people. Red Sox lost to the Marlins last night 10-6. The series wraps up at Fenway this afternoon. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.